these days many people have stress. What does that mean? It means you're in conflict with this moment. And that's again part of the whole civilization is a stressful civilization, because it's the whole civilization is an externalization of the human consciousness. So everybody is under stress, which means they're in conflict with what is. They don't want to be here because they need to be in the future. That's called stress.
I need to be there.
And you can actually see the reaching out, how stressful it is. It tears you apart. Never quite getting there. That reaching out to, and it's in people's faces. They can't be here because they need to be there urgently. And that sense of self likes that, because it feels stronger in that conflict. It contracts more. And then you have a pseudo substitute sense of self that at least now I know who I am, because you're in a fighting mode with life. You're in a fighting mode with the present moment, which is life. Whatever it is, I'm against it. What do you think about the present moment? I'm against it. It shouldn't be. And then that sense, you can see how it's so deep-seated that the discontent, the unhappiness that's part of that, the self. And the self does not want to be free of that. That's not where the longing for freedom comes from. The longing for freedom does not come from the self. The self speaks of freedom, but then sabotages it continuously. It says, I'm looking for peace, and then creates conflict. And then you can see how it operates collectively. The same mindset operates collectively. Let's have another peace conference. And in the meantime, they produce more and more massive amounts of weapons. So let's talk about peace. The peace process, they're still talking about peace process, and they're continuously throwing grenades and machine gunning. And the peace process, talk about peace. Peace, they don't want peace, because the mindset depends on non-peace for its survival. And so whether your sense of self is predominantly a personalized sense of self, or whether it's predominantly a collective egoic sense of self, a religion, or a nation, or a racial thing, then that can be even stronger than the personalized. It's exactly the same principle at work, exactly the same mechanism at work, but can be even more mad than the personalized sense of self, which is mad enough. But you can see how mad humanity can become when they identify with a collective me. That's the height of madness. And what they are capable of doing when the egoic sense of self is a collective one, then all the respectable citizens become monsters. And the criminals is harmless compared to that. And the crimes against humanity are not committed by criminals, they're committed by respectable citizens. And still are. Nationalistic, religious, whatever they are, whatever their mindset, whatever their mental image is, the mentally made sense of self, of us, they need their enemies. They need fighting. They need to be at odds with another nation and fighting another religion. Then I know who I am when I'm at odds with something. So it operates on all levels. Hence the madness of human history and the madness of everybody's life, just as my life was completely mad. I mean, when you look at the surface, it looks okay. They look as if they were sane. If you look in big cities, the running about like frightened chickens, it's not all that sane, but it's still just, when you look, you see that everyone's life is dominated by that conflict. So there's self-seeking through this, that, the other, to strengthen the sense of who I am. And that is the madness. Self-seeking through future. There's the madness. So if we can see the madness, that is the beginning of freedom. We already have one foot in freedom when we see the madness of self-seeking through future. So of self-seeking through further content. And that includes any question that arises in your mind at this moment. I want to know something more. Because in this transformation of consciousness, your understanding is relatively unimportant. The little that you need to understand, you've understood already. I just pointed to it, to simply see the madness. Beyond that, what emerges, that state of consciousness that is emerging, you cannot really understand or figure out through the mind what that presence is. What do you mean by presence? Because that is a state of consciousness that is not based on content. The presence is, as I sometimes describe it, a spaciousness, a sense of space that surrounds whatever content there is in your life. Thoughts, emotions, sense perceptions or experiences, even sitting here and listening. The truth is not in the words. The words only point. So don't accumulate the words. You can't take the truth home with you, nor do you need to, because you are the truth. So the words only point to that spaciousness that is inside you.